Hello everyone, this will be my last sex episode, not ever in life, but I decided to take a 2 month break from talking about sex, this will be the last episode talking about what my sex life will be like moving forward. So, I've also been learning more reasons. This will be the final set for real this time about why I very rarely date, very rarely have sex. When you're an extraordinary person like myself, there are a lot of women that have a slave breeding mentality towards me. What that means is that In their minds, I'm their slave. So they would attempt to systematically force the reproduction of children between us to increase their profits. They would want coerced sexual relations between myself and them. They would want forced pregnancies between us. And they would favor themselves so they could produce a relatively large number of children between us. The objective on their part would be to increase the number of children between us without being so obvious about the fact that they have a pimped, controlled trafficking mentality towards me. Adult grooming mentality towards me. Gang controlled trafficking mentality towards me. The lover boy mentality towards me. The branding aspect of trafficking towards me. The familial trafficking mentality towards me. The servile marriage mentality towards me. The cybersex trafficking mentality towards me. And a forced marriage mentality towards me. It would be a form of arranged marriage on their part. It would be their sexual slavery mentality towards me. It would be their sexual exploitation mentality towards me. It would be their sexploitation mentality towards me. It would be their concubinage mentality towards me. It would be their commercial sexual exploitation of an adult such as I mentality towards me. It would be their involuntary adult prostitution of me mentality towards me. It would be their unethical sex tourism mentality towards me. It would be their involuntary adult pornography of me mentality towards me. It would be their forced prostitution mentality towards me. It would be their crime against humanity mentality towards me. It would be their bride kidnapping mentality towards me. It would be their wartime sexual violence mentality towards me. It would be their raptio mentality towards me too. Their bride kidnapping mentality towards me. It would be their chattel slavery mentality towards me. I would be their, in their minds, I would be their personal property. It's their prison labor mentality towards me. It's their government forced labor mentality towards me. It's their bonded labor, also known as debt bondage and peonage mentality towards me. It's their forced migrant labor mentality towards me. I would be their adult sex slave in their minds. It's their migrant slavery mentality towards me. It would be their bride buying mentality towards me. It would be their child marriage mentality towards me. It would be their child labor mentality towards me. It would be their fishing industry trafficking mentality towards me. It would be their forced begging mentality towards me. Their forced fraud mentality towards me. It would be their fraud factory mentality towards me. And I would be forced to be their breeding farm. So in the context of slave breeding, I'm talking about too, it wouldn't be just women, but you have young girls who look like women in terms of their bodies, who would do their best to deceive me to impregnate them, and as long as I do their bidding, they will not go to the police about statutory rape. I would never place myself in a situation where I would have that as an issue, and I wouldn't let anyone place me in such criminalistic scenarios. But I recognize that when you're an extraordinary person, there are sexual Ponzi schemers out here. There are sexual con artists out here. There are sexual scam artists out here. There are sexual choke artists out here. There are sexual bullshit artists out here too. And I'm not making fun of underage females when I say any of these things. I'm talking about overall the society that we live in. I would never insult anybody unnecessarily. And I'm not insulting anybody when I say that. What I'm saying is that there's been a history of these kinds of sexual misconducts happening to people. Because, sad to say, there would be a lot of men who wouldn't have a problem with impregnating a young girl, even if she didn't try to, even if they didn't try to deceive the men, some men would go for it. Even if the girls did, they would go for it either way. So I'm not victim blaming or rape culturing anybody. I'm just saying that these kind of things can happen in this kind of world, in this kind of life. So what I'm talking about is the modern slave breeding that many women, in this case, they basically would say to me, the more kids we have without incurring excessive cost of my quote-unquote purchase of you, meaning how many kids we can have without it costing us too much money, without too much money to pay, and so we can fill labor shortages. In other words, how can we have a lot of kids together and start our own family dynasty so I can live the 1% life, and as long as you wait on me hand, and as long as you and other people, and if our kids to wait on me hand, if it'll be at my beck and call, we can live the 1% life. Well, how can we make money legally, meaning millions or billions or trillions of dollars, and not have to legally work? So they might find ways to be gaming the system and not report all their assets to the IRS. So there are people out here who think these kinds of ways. I kid you not. When it comes to slave breeding, they would want me to be their male slave. And they would want to be my female slave masters, my female slave owners, my female slave breakers, my female overseers, my female plantation owners. And they would be the female versions of buck breaking of me. they would want to be my contemporary, modern slavery, neo-slavery, institutional slavery boot camp instructors. They want to be my slave dictators. They want to be authoritarians, totalitarians, dictatorial regimers, and fascists over me. In this case, it would be sexual fascism, sexual authoritarianism, sexual totalitarianism, sexual dictatorial regimes, contemporary sexual slavery, modern sexual slavery, neo-sexual slavery, institutional sexual slavery over me. They would want to be my sexual slave owners, my sexual slave masters, my sexual overseers, my sexual plantation owners, and my sexual slave breakers. That's what they would want to be over me. And so I had to recognize that that's often what happens when you have extraordinary people in the world. It happens to ordinary people too, everything I'm saying. But it happens the most when you're an extraordinary person in this world. So they would have the reproductive coercion mentality towards me. And they would have the sexual coercion mentality towards me. They wouldn't see me as human. They'd see me as an animal. So they would absolutely have a sexual coercion among animals mentality toward me. It was basically, they would be in the usage of violence, threats, harassment, and other tactics to get me to forcefully copulate with them to maximize their number of offspring, and therefore the number of mates they would force me to have. So when you are extraordinary, that happens too. And I woke up this morning thinking about that to talk to you in this episode. Now, when I was in college, there were times where I would walk the streets and women would pull over to me from their cars, and there would be heavy, graphic, sexual flirting between myself and them, as well as NC-17, TV mature, X-rated meetings and greetings between us, verbally speaking, as well as non-verbally when we got to their places, houses. But they would offer me sexually suggestively to get into their cars. So we would get into their cars. And then we would go wherever we wanted to go, especially where I wanted to go. So if we went to the movies, they would pay for our tickets and our food, and we'd go see the movies together. Or we go to a restaurant, they would pay for me and them while eating together. Or they would we would go to the park, walk around, or we would picnic together, or also, they wanted to treat me to a nail spa or a haircut, they would. Or if they wanted to get ice cream with me or get snacks with me, they would. But they would pay for everything, usually, you know, usually that's routinely, normally that's what they did. And I remember there were times where we would just say, let's go to your place. Well, I would say that to them, and they'll say, you're right, we're going to go to my place, meaning their homes, and after we would eat together or drink together, because sometimes we would, you know, drink alcohol in moderation together, or after we would hang out together, we would have, porn type of sex in their apartments and homes and houses too. In every room of their apartments, every room of their homes and every room of their houses, the porn type of sex would happen between us. And I reckon, and yes, we use birth control, but I recognize that what happened was dangerous because these were women strangers. So I do acknowledge that I could have been a victim of adult human trafficking. Thankfully, that didn't happen, but that could have happened, though. I could have been the victim of being held for ransom as an adult, being kidnapped as an adult. I could have been sold into slavery as an adult, and bought as a slave as an adult. So, and I could have been in the hands of unregistered violent offenders, registered violent offenders. I know that. Did I fully understand that then? No. Do I now forevermore? Yes. So thankfully that none of those things happened when I became an adult, especially at that time. But I would never want to I would never be in that situation again. I would never be in those situations again. Because I sexually know better, which is why I sexually do better. I non-sexually know better, and I non-sexually do better too. So when I look at my life, I recognize that many people want me to be victimized by sexual branding, sexual familial trafficking, sexual gang control trafficking, sexual pimp control trafficking too. When you're extraordinary, many people feel that way about you. In this case, meaning me. So when I also look at the world that we live in, many people want me to be a sex symbol. In the names of condescension, patronizing, supremacy, disdainful superiority, and demeaning me egotistically, lowering myself would be the stipulation of my being their sex symbol. They want me to descend my excellency. That's how they would define a stooping, so I can again be their sex symbol. I've learned more things about the groupie aspect of the public figure world. Now, I know groupie can be a derogatory term, a controversial term. I use that term because that's the term that most people understand what I'm talking about. If I didn't say groupie, people wouldn't fully understand what I'm talking about. But the groupie aspect of the public figure life is there are times when it comes to certain groupies and certain public figures, they will show up to the hotel rooms and motel rooms of the public figures nude. And in their minds, there's 100% preparation for sexual relations. And some men don't care about the characters of women. They don't care about the hearts of women as long as she is sexually aggressive in that kind of way, and just in general, they will have sex with the women. And there's a sexual scandalizing to that, because when you have sex with dangerous people, when you have sex with toxic people, when you have sex with hard-hearted people, we have sex with difficult people, we have sex with negative people, we have sex with unpleasant people. In some cases, when we have sex with evil people, we have sex with pure evil people. They will be the verbal tell-all of the sex life between you and them to anybody and everybody willing to listen. Even people that you don't want them to know about your sex lives together, they'll tell them. They won't just tell the people that you want them to tell about your sex life. They'll tell the people you don't want them to tell about your sex lives. They'll tell them too. So basically, every time they have a conversation, you and them, sexually speaking, are brought up. Y'all sex lives is broadcast to the whole world. They're verbally broadcasting it to the whole world. So sexual privacy means nothing to them. And sexual confidentiality never meant shit to them. So that is something that people have to really be considerate of. Because also, in that type of scenario, they showed up to your lodging, L-O-D-G-I-N-G, without your prior knowledge. So that automatically violates both consent and consent culture. And then some people, when they do sexual tell-all books, they'll put your government name, your nicknames. Government name is your full name, first name, middle name, and last name. Or if there's a prefix, suffix, it could be junior or whatever else is, or the third, however they name you, your parents. They will lie about your genitalia appearance. Your dick is small, but it's not. Or they'll say your dick is small, but it actually is. And there's nothing wrong with having a small penis, by the way. There's nothing wrong with having small testicles. They'll say your balls are small, but it's not. Or your balls are small, but it is. And they'll say, you can't get my pussy wet, but you did. Or, you can't get my pussy wet, and that may be the case. This is how some groupies operate. And it could be sexual tell-all books, sexual tell-all reels on Instagram, or sexual tell-all posts on Facebook, sexual tell-all tweets on X, formerly known as Twitter. It could be sexually telling all your business on the Wisdom app, sexually telling all your business on the Stereo app, sexually telling all your business in the sexual rooms on the Clubhouse app. It could be DMing your sex life to total strangers and people. It could be posting your sex life in the form of stories on Instagram. They might do Instagram lives about y'all sex lives together. Oh, this happens on social media. Yes. In fact, it is so, they're so sexually egregious that they will report y'all sex life to any media outlet. For example, they may report y'all sex lives to media, communication, tools used to deliver information or data. They may tell your sex life to advertising media, various media, content buying, and placement for advertising. They may tell your sex life to the broadcast media, communications delivered over mass electronic communication networks. They may tell your sex life to digital media, electronic media used to store, transmit, and receive digitized information. They may tell your sex life to electronic media, communications delivered via electronic or electromechanical energy. They may tell your sex lives to hypermedia, media with hyperlinks. They may tell your sex life to interactive media, media that is interactive. They may tell your sex life to mass media, technologies that reach a large audience via mass communication. If they could, they would tell your sex life to Media Program, a European Union initiative to support the European audiovisual sector. They would tell your sex life to multimedia, communications that incorporate multiple forms of information content and processing. They would tell your sex life to new media, the combination of traditional media and computer and communications technology. They would tell your sex life to news media, mass media focused on communicating news. They would tell your sex life to print media, Communications delivered via paper or canvas. They would tell your sex life to published media, any media made available to the public. They would tell your sex life to recording medium, devices used to store information. They would tell your sex life to social media, media disseminated through social interactions. If they could, they would tell your sex life via art media, materials and techniques used by an artist to produce a work of art. If they could, they would broadcast your sex life in the form of media player softwares for playing audio and video, and they would try to find a way to put y'all sex lives in storage media and data storage devices. So basically, these filthy rags in human form get a hold of you sexually, you are their sexual media communication. You are their sexual advertising media. You are their sexual broadcast media. You are their sexual digital media. You are their sexual electronic media. You are their sexual hypermedia. You are their sexual interactive media. You are their sexual mass media. You are their sexual media program. You are their sexual multimedia. You are their sexual new media. You are their sexual news media. You are their sexual print media. You are their sexual published media. You are their sexual recording medium. You are their sexual social media. You're their sexual art media. You are their sexual media player software, and you're their sexual storage media. You are, for examples, you are their tell-all sex books, you are their tell-all sex comics, you are their tell-all sex magazines, you are their tell-all sex newspapers, you are their tell-all sex pamphlets, you are their tell-all sex event organizing, you are their tell-all sex outdoor media, you are their tell-all sex AR advertising, their tell-all sex billboards, or their tell-all sex blimps. You are their tell-all sex flying billboard signs in tow of airplanes. You are their tell-all sex play cards or tell-all sex kiosk placed inside and outside buses. You are their tell-all sex commercial buildings. You are their tell-all sex shops. You are their tell-all sex sports stadiums. You are their tell-all sex subway cars or tell-all sex trains. You are their tell-all sex signs or tell-all sex skywriting. That's how they visualize you. You are their tell-all sex public speaking. You are their tell-all sex movie studio. You are their tell-all sex publishing company. You are their tell-all sex radio and television stations. You are their tell-all sex pay-per-view. You are their tell-all sex cable converter box. You are their tell-all sex subscription-based channels. You are their tell-all sex schedules. You are their tell-all sex bands, their tell-all sex range, their tell-all sex licensing, their tell-all sex receivers, their tell-all sex acceptable content, you're their tell-all sex transmitters. You are their tell-all sex frequencies. You are their tell-all sex cable television programs. You are their tell-all sex Hulu. You're their tell-all sex Netflix. You're their tell-all sex Tubi. You are their tell-all sex film. You are their tell-all sex Amazon. You are their tell-all sex video games. You are their tell-all sex arcade games. You are their tell-all sex console games. You are their tell-all sex button joysticks. You are their tell-all sex input devices. You are their tell-all sex keyboard, mouse, trackball combinations of computer games. You are their tell-all sex controllers. You are their tell-all sex audio recording and production. You are their tell-all sex internet media. You are their tell-all sex blogs, web logs, tell-all sex web traffic, tell-all sex Cross Media. You are their Tell All Sex RSVs. You're their Tell All Sex podcast. You are their Tell All Sex mobile media. You are their Tell All Sex interactive media. Their Tell All Sex mobile phones. You're their Tell All Sex. Tell All Sex infomercials. You're their Tell All Sex commercials. You're their Tell All Sex newsprints. That's how they see you. That's really how they envision you. And to be honest with you, when you are a public figure, there are many people in the world that, okay, before I go any further, don't get me wrong, everything I'm saying can happen to private figures, but what I'm saying happens to public figures the most because they're the easiest targets in the minds of targeters. So when you're a public figure, many people in society, in this world, have lust murder, also known as sexual homicide, erotophonophilia in their hearts towards you. There are people in this world who have digital sex crimes, the online posting of revenge porn or hidden camera recordings in their hearts toward you. They have frotterism, sexual arousal through rubbing oneself against a non-consenting stranger in public mentality towards you. They have deliberate, non-consensual peeping Tom and indecent exposure in their hearts towards you. They have deliberate, non-consensual voyeurism, exhibitionism in their hearts towards you. They have telephone scatologia, deliberate, non-consensual making obscene telephone calls for the purpose of sexual arousal towards you. If you're a public and you die, many people want to commit necrophilia against you. Many people want to victimize you through sexual harassment and street harassment. Many people in their hearts want to... Many people in their hearts, and these are not the good people, by the way, many vultures in human form, many vipers in human form, many vermin in human form, many moth in human form, many sly foxes in human form, many whitewashed tombs in human form, many spiritually blind guides in human form, many spiritually blind fools in human form, they... want to victimize you with adult sexual grooming, and because they pretend that you're not an adult, they feel like it's okay to victimize you with child sexual grooming too. And they see you as an animal, so in their mind, I can commit bestiality against you even though you're human. And they have a survival sex mentality towards you. I'm not talking about the good people again. And they are deviant sexual intercourse. I'm not talking about demonizing sex expositions. I'm talking about sexual intercourse with a deviant. That's what I call deviant sexual intercourse. We have sexual intercourse with a pervert. It's perverted sexual intercourse is also what I call that. And many of these people have rape culture in their hearts against people like me. They would rape you alone or rape you as a group. And many people would want to have the unethical extramarital sex. Against people like me, meaning they want me in adultery scandals. They want me in extramarital affair scandals, romantic affair scandals, sexual affair scandals, online affair scandals, infidelity scandals, cheating scandals, if you will. So, and there's a lot of people in this world who are sexually sick, so they would want to have non-consensual, deliberate genital mutilation and modification of me. And there's many people in this world who will say to you that you're family to them, but they want to sexualize you and sex you. So they have an incest mentality towards me. And many people who are rapists, especially, you know, when it comes to public figures, they want to have the marry your rapist, impregnate your rapist mentality towards me. And so, many of these people who are rapists, like, I want to marry you for spousal rape purposes. And they'll pretend I'm a child. They'll pretend I'm a teenager, so they have a statutory rape mentality towards me. They would do non-consensual deliberate streaking when it comes to me. They would probably steal my wardrobe for sexual arousal purposes, and they would pretend I'm an adult. They would pretend I'm a child, so they have a child sexual abuse mentality towards me already, and they would have in their hearts to sexually assault me, sexually bully me, be sexually violent towards me, and sexual torture, sexual torment towards me, and they would have it in their hearts to grope me, like groping against my will, to, and I'm just being honest, I'm not being negative, and their version of obscenity is sickening. They would, you know, it's just sexual acts by people in position of trust. They would do that towards me. Brutalization. It would be public order crimes on their part. And I can really say this, that those kinds of monsters, to tell you the truth, would want genital injuries towards me. A war rape mentality towards me. Serial rapist mentality towards me. And when you're a public figure, this is what could happen. More than if you're a private figure. I'm not trying to say that sex is never good. What I'm saying is that there are people who are public figures. We have the most sexual challenges over, you know, private figures, because we're dealing with the entire world. So there's more potential exposure to sexual, you know, to sexual sexual wounding, sexual traumatization. We're the most exposed to those revolting sexual opportunities. So many people, when you're a public figure, they have the punitive rape needs to punish discipline mentality towards me. They would have the exchange rape occurring as a result of bargaining mentality towards me. They would have the theft rape that happens when a person is abducted, in most cases be used as a slave or as a prostitute mentality towards me. We say sex worker now. They would have the ceremonial rape involving defecation rituals mentality towards me. They would have the status rape results from differences hierarchy of social class towards me. So yes, these are things that can happen when there are many people in the world who are sexually sick. Sexually sick people go after public figures more than they go after private figures. So I have to be honest about these things. These things are real. And I also have to tell you the truth about why my interest in porn really started. And let me be honest there. So, survivors of gynecological disorders, survivors of reproductive disorders, survivors of sexual disorders, survivors of infertility, survivors of pelvic inflammatory disease, survivors of pregnancy complications, survivors of miscarriages, survivors of sexual dysfunctions, survivors of sexually transmitted infections, survivors of sexually transmitted diseases, survivors of mortality from injury, survivors of increased risk of suicide, survivors of depression, survivors of chronic pain, survivors of psychosomatic disorder, survivors of unsafe abortions, those who've had safe abortions, survivors of unwanted pregnancies, pregnancy from rape, survivors of sexual desire disorders, survivors of arousal disorder, survivors of orgasm disorder, survivors of pain disorders. Survivors of genital dysfunctionality, and I would talk. They were all of age. I was of age. This was around my college years. And these were people I would meet while being out and about, hanging out, often by myself. And we would all talk to each other about wishing that there was a adult pornography industry, an adult erotica industry that was centered on specializing in sex as therapeutic for us, because sad to say, porn and erotica is not made for us survivors. And so that's where the interest came from, in terms of having erotica and porn that is for us, because usually the porn erotica is against us survivors. That's where that came from. And so I've noticed, you're probably wondering, would I still do public nudity? I had to change my mind on that, because sad to say, there's even piracy when it comes to nude art, nude modeling art, nude photography art, nudity in live performance, body paintings, nudity in film, nudity in American television, nudity in non-American television, nudity in music videos, nudity in print media, nudity in advertising, nude photography, glamour photography, erotic photography, naked yogas, naked parties, nude weddings, nude beaches, nude swimming classes, clothing optional events, naturism, naturist resorts, nudist resorts, adults only resorts, sex motels, love hotels, sex, and it's serious. Like, there's piracy. There are people that, you know, will take your public nudity without your permission, film you, record you, wiretap you, or take photos of you and put it on their site or other people's sites, and they make money without my consent, my approval, my permission. So public nudity would be very difficult for me to do because of it. Now, I'm not saying that any of these forms of nudity are wrong. No, it's just that when you're a public figure, people don't care about privacy and confidentiality. So it's hard to find, it's hard to have these nudity experiences for myself without worrying about people trying to make money off of me, or people filming without my permission, recording without my permission, wiretapping me without my permission, and taking camera photography of me without my permission. So far I don't see a way I would be protected from that. If I was protected from that, I would gladly do these nudity things. If I was protected from piracy issues and if I was protected from being recorded without my consent, being filmed without my consent, being wiretapped without my consent, and people taking camera photography of me without my consent, then I would gladly do adult porn, adult erotica. But since I have no protections from any of these things, I can't, and it's difficult. And then many people go, so that means, so you wouldn't, so what about nude calendars and imagery of nude celebrities? No, so you're not going to do that, and you're not going to do the nude photo shoots and photos or videos released online by recipients, celebrity sex tapes and film screenshots and paparazzi photographs? No, because I have no protections from piracy. Non-consensual recording, non-consensual photography, non-consensual filming, and non-consensual wiretapping. Plus, I'm not even protected from fake or doctored photos of me in terms of nudity. So, nude celebrity meat is something I can't do because I'm not protected at all. And the fact that people can make money off of me is appalling and offensive to me. And then I wouldn't be protected from wardrobe malfunctions. I wouldn't be protected from patriarchal pornification. You know, I wouldn't be protected from strip searches. You know, I wouldn't be protected from patriarchal sexualization. So, even public bathing for me, or male top, for, you know, or even males being able to show their pecs, I couldn't. Because I know how I would be treated if I was, you know, being the public figure that I am. So a lot of people want to do non-consensual deliberate mooning, non-consensual deliberate streaking of me. So that's pretty much my official nudity clause, nudity waiver, if you will. Yeah. nude psychotherapy and Naked News and Naked Calendars also. I wouldn't be able to do those things because I wouldn't have any protection, human rights protections either. You know, nudist camps wouldn't work for me because I wouldn't have any protections. So, and then there are some people that, when also when you're a public figure too, they would want to victimize me with sexual institutional discrimination, sexual structural discrimination, sexual ageism, sexual caste systems, sexual classism, sexual dialect discrimination, sexual ableism, sexual genetic discrimination, sexual texturism, sexual heightism, sexual linguistic discrimination, sexual lookism, sexual sanism, sexual racism, sexual colorism, sexual biological racism, sexual rankism, sexual sexism, sexual speciesism, sexual sizeism, sexual viewpoint discrimination, and the sexual version of sexual orientation discrimination against me. That's also what happens. Many people in this world have sexually discriminatory traditions, sexually discriminatory policies, sexually discriminatory ideas, sexually discriminatory practices, sexually discriminatory laws, and sexually discriminatory institutions when it comes to people like myself around the world. And many people want me to have, like, basically what they call sex with the enemy. Sex with people who want me to give them America's secrets. It could be military secrets. It could be presidential secrets. It could be governmental secrets. And I don't want to be in that situation ever. And And I have to be honest about something too that I've been mindful of. As a public figure, to be real, well, to be even more real, it's extremely difficult for me to go about sex. And here's what I mean by that. When you are a public figure that is black, has autism, survivor of child adult abuse, and LGBTQI+, for me, it's hard to find black. It's extremely difficult to know that most people are not black friendly, autism friendly, abuse survivor friendly, and LGBTQI+ friendly. So I have not found any black friendly, autism friendly, abuse survivor friendly, and LGBTQI+ friendly circle jerks, daisy chains, gang bangs, reverse gang bangs, threesomes, three ways, menage a trois, menage a quatres, foursomes, four ways, double penetrations, spintrians, monogamous group sex, same room sex, also known as soft swapping, swinger party gatherings, orgies, manga manga orgies, swinger party gatherings, sex parties, sex clubs, gay bathhouses, bisexual bathhouses, brothels. Sex museums, strip clubs, escort services, sex conferences and conventions, live sex shows, erotic cinema, burlesque shows, sex spas. And sex work environments too. I haven't found any of these places that are black friendly, autism friendly, LGBTQI+ friendly, abuse survivor friendly, like I said earlier, and I repeated that because it's even harder when you're publicly black, publicly autism, publicly abuse, a public abuse survivor, and public publicly queer. I mean, I'm not saying that all these places are bad, all these places are good, it's just when you're in my situation, it's fucking agonizing. Motherfucking agonizing. Plus, it's hard to find, plus, I haven't found any black, autistic, queer, abuse survivor friendly, sex motels, love hotels, nudist only resorts, sex resorts, and adults only sex tourism. Ethical sex tourism that is for me. It's even hard for me to find black, autistic, abuse survivor, queer-friendly nightlife, nightclubs, and weed spots, and casinos, betting shops, gambling places. That's hard. And the weed dispensaries, those are hard for me to find, too. Extremely difficult for me to find, I meant to say. I haven't found any black, autistic, queer, abuse survivor friendly porn companies, porn film productions, porn studios, and I have not found any black, autistic, queer, abusive survivor-friendly erotica either. I knew guys that were in the crime where I knew of guys that were murdered and beaten and robbed because they had a sex life with sex espionage, honey traps. Other things I've noticed in porn is when guys are sexually indecisive, you know, because of their sexual decision, they'll leave their hands in the middle of the air or in between the woman's hips, but they're not touching her. It's just like their hands are just simply floating because of what I call, like I said, sexual autopilot, sexual freeze, sexual flight, sexual fight. And it's like sexual deer in the headlights. And to me, it's a form of sexual dissociation. I'm like, if you don't know what to do, then put your hands down. That's stupid to leave your arms in the air like that. It's crazy to do that too. And so it's a form of sexual compulsivity, sexual impulsivity. And I've also noticed that another stupid thing I see in porn is they'll make the woman stand up, turn around, and they'll tell her to arch her back or her buttocks, and she has to do a strip show in the beginning of the porn, but the man doesn't have to do any male strip shows of his own. He doesn't have to stand up and arch himself at all. There are times where the woman will have the man on a leash, treating like a dog, and he has to parade his penis. But you can tell the way they're doing the sexual role playing, it's not respectful. It's very disrespectful that they do sexual role playing that, and it's not the respectful sexual role playing where if you're going to do all that stuff, there's sexual equality. There's sexual inequality, sexual inequity. There's no sexual equity, no sexual equality. So sometimes what I've seen is that the man will say, "What do you like sexually?" Or, "When was the first time a grown man looked at you sexually?" I say, "I was 14, I was 15. And then they go, the man was struggling himself. "I know it's wrong, but she fine, but I know she a kid." I've heard that rape culture speech before. And they'll go, "Okay, you like it, like, how do you like it sexually?" Or she'll start to talk. Or if she says, when she starts saying at least three things she liked to do, the man will pick two or one of the things she said that she liked, not doing all the three she said she liked. And I'm like, why did you ask her if you weren't going to do all of what she liked? And why didn't you tell her I'm not going to do all the things you want? Why not have that conversation? It's weird. Or the man will start doing at least one thing she said she liked. She may say, I like this other stuff, but he'll do the other stuff more than the stuff she said she wanted done to her the most. Or she'll only say she'll like one thing, even though it's obvious she likes more than other things. And the man will start doing that a little bit, but for the most part, during the sex, he doesn't do it at all, which I think is sexually off-putting. That causes me sexual nausea. No, I felt like this is so damn stupid, so damn crazy. And then there's a lot of sexual bullshit, a lot of sexual horse shit, a lot of sexual dog shit in this world too. And I noticed, like, I've talked about how there's a lot of sexual narcissism, sexual psychopathy, sexual psychopathy, and sexual psychopathy in this world. Let me give you more new definitions of these things. So they have sexual psychopathic traits and characteristics. They have the sexual inability to empathize with others and themselves. They have a sexual lack of conscience or lack of sexual remorse for actions. They have no sexually close bonds or relationships. They are sexual callousness and sexual emotional detachment. They have the unkind version of sexual strategic decision making. They have sexually sadistic behavior and they enjoy sexually harming others and themselves. And they're more prone to sexual violence. And then you have those who are sexually sociopathic traits and characteristics. They have limited sexual ability to empathize with others and themselves. They have limited sexual conscience or limited sexual remorse for actions. They have few sexually close bonds and relationships. They are sexually emotionally reactive and sexually easily angered. They have sexually reckless or sexually impulsive decision making. They have willingness to sexually harm / sexually use others and themselves for sexual personal gain, and they're more prone to sexual exploitation. That's what I wanted to tell you. In closing, I'll say this. I masturbate only to extremely tiny amounts of rare breed, high quality hearted people like me. Most people don't even masturbate to. That's why masturbation is very limited. I do it rarely now. And, the very last thing I'll say, and then I'll close up for good, is this. Like, yes, I grew up in a world where sexual decoys were the reasons why the guys that got with them, sexually speaking, were murdered, beaten, and robbed. Okay, now I can move forward and say this is now the very sexual last thing I'll say, is that the nocturnal emissions, the sexual daydreams, sex dreams, wet dreams, they happen rarely. And when they do, it's now with rare breed, high quality hearted people like myself, are extremely tiny in this world. most people don't deserve to show up in my daydreams or dreams of any kind that are sensual, sexual, erotic, and or orgasmic in nature, because most people are unlike me. So I want to say thank you all to sexually journeying with me, romantically journeying with me, erotically journeying with me, and sensually journeying with me. Thank you for the most for interpersonally journeying with me. Now I'll officially start taking my 2-month break from talking about sex on the podcast. Oh, here's the last statement I make for sure. Sometimes scorn lovers or lovers who were never your lovers will make up lies about your body. They will lie about your sexual performance too. Not everybody cruises for sex for all the right reasons. Some people have nefarious intent when it comes to hookup culture, casual sex, one-night stands, friends with benefits, social sex, single encounters, anonymous sex, hookups, and sex buddies. So some people have good intent when it comes to all these things, but a lot of people don't have good intent when it comes to all these things. And okay, what I have learned is that sexual blackmail is real. It's not false. And those are the type of people you don't have anything to sexually do with, don't have anything to do with them at all. And I also stay away from doing nude celebrity media for myself because they would make money off of me without my being okay with it. And when I was in college, there were times where cars of women would pull up on me. And it would be a bunch of women in each car. This happened individually as well as collectively, and we would do social events, social outings together. They would always pay for me. I never paid for anything, of course. We would have birth-controlled individual sex and birth-controlled orgies together. I just remembered to tell y'all that. And this is in my college days. And then I would get in their cars, of course, and that's how we would have sex everywhere in their homes, you know. Okay. All right. I'm trying to get it all out. I remember you know, I'll say this. There are people that are willing to have sex with people that have mistreated them, and they confuse casual sex for committed sex and committed sex for casual sex too. That is a hard truth. Some people lie about handling friends with benefits relationships. Some people lie about, oh, I can handle the just sex, purely sexual motivation. I can handle the emotional connection, desire for increased closeness / intimacy. I can handle the relationship simplicity, wanting an easy, natural, stress-free relationship. I can handle the avoidance of a more serious relationship, purposeful avoidance of the exclusive and / romantic elements. And I can handle the wanted an FWBR couples who became single and took advantage of the opportunity. But they know they can't. Friends with benefits relationships, all these reasons work for some people, but friends with benefits relationships don't work at all for some people. And people do friends with benefits relationships differently. So people have to be honest with themselves. Booty calls are not for everyone, it's for some people. Sugaring is not for everyone, but sugaring is for some people. And some people can say, I can handle the sex ending at any time. Some people can handle that, but some people can't. So I just wanted to end with that. After I say that, backup partners are not for everyone. Cottaging and is not for everyone. Gay beats are not for everyone. Dogging is not for everybody either. All these things are for some people. So, peace the fuck out. No sex work scandals for me. Plus, some people lie about not having children. Some people lie about having children. So that's something to think about. I don't want to be any baby mama drama nor baby daddy drama. No baby mama scandals for me. No baby daddy scandals for me either. Some people, if you don't want to have consensual sex with them, they will lie on you saying that you gave them STDs, STIs, that you raped them, and that you are worthy of civil and criminal charges, even though you didn't do any of these things. Plus, gold diggers are real. Those are the ones that I respect their humanity. I just don't deal with them. Because if it's purely transactional, then they will have zero empathy for me. And they will disrespect my humanity. So, yes, you know, sugar baby sugaring is... It can have a empathy component to it. But when it comes to like a person like myself, to be real with you, can you really find a needle in a haystack in my situation? My black situation, my autistic situation, my queer situation, my abuse survivor situation. And, you know, I'm nothing wrong with sugar parenting, nothing wrong with that. I'm just being honest about my situations. And, I've also had to come to grips with the fact that you have some get-over artists in the world. You have some sexual get-over artists in the world. You have schemers and sexual schemers in the world. And lastly, and I've been saying that, but I'm going to really conclude. No woman has ever complained about me. No girl ever complained about me in my younger days. Sexually, non-sexually, that's why I was always sexual. you know, sex having, I mean to say. Just wanted to say that. I was the sweetheart girlizer as a child and teen. And by their estimation, I was the sweetheart womanizer when I became a man. So I'm not glorifying any of this, just being real about my past. They would speak highly to each other as girls when I was a kid, and speak highly to each other as women when I was a man, and they would speak highly to me, boys, when it came to the girls, and men when it came to the women. Okay, I'm done so on that. So I've also learned that I can't rock with anybody who values materialism over character. These are all the rest of the reasons officially that I confirm finally fully why I very rarely date and why I very rarely have sex. The 2 month sex break starts right about now. How about now? N-O-W. From me to you.